With popcorn and soda in hand, the crowd took their seats to watch the silent film classic Phantom of the Opera at the historic Ironwood Theater. The theater was built in 1928 as a vaudeville silent movie theater and then continued as a traditional movie theater once the talkies, or films with sound, were introduced in the 1920s and 30s. For over five decades, the Ironwood Theater served as the local movie theater. Bruce Greenhill, the manager of the Ironwood Theater, explains what happened after that.
In the 1980s, it closed the cinema, was dark for a little while, and despite efforts by a number of people, it was seriously in danger of being lost.
Greenhill says there was a push to knock it down to create more downtown parking. But in the end, the community stepped in to save the Ironwood Theater. The city acquired the building and a nonprofit was created that managed a series of renovations that spanned over 20 years and restored each component of the original theater bit by bit. The community saved the Ironwood Theater not only because it was right downtown and filled with memories of first dates and first kisses, but also because of its grandeur, as Greenhill explains.
When you get into the theater proper, you're sort of knocked out by the plasterwork and the gilting and the mural in the proscenium.
The mural on the high dome-like ceiling is especially striking. It is of Bellerophon, a human hero from Greek mythology riding Pegasus in the sky surrounded by clouds and cherubs. Restoring this mural was difficult, says Greenhill.
Everything was painted dark blue, including this beautiful mural was covered in dark blue paint. One of the biggest challenges when the restoration started was removing that blue paint from the mural.
Another renovation challenge was the restoring of the original Barton organ that had been built into the theater to accompany silent films. When sound was added to movies, the organs were often removed from the theaters. But these are not simple instruments that can be moved easily, given that they include the traditional organ pipes, in addition to full-sized instruments hidden in the balconies on each side of the stage.
When that changeover from silence to talkies happened, these old theater organs were just ripped out and thrown in a dump or in the bottom of the local river. Ironwood Theater's Barton organ is one of only six in the world that has been fully restored to original factory specifications. There's been no digital or electronic taxidermy. I mean, what you hear in there is the same thing that our grandparents heard.
Even though the Barton organ has stayed in place over the entire lifespan of the theater, by the 1980s, it was in very poor condition. A group of dedicated volunteers, spearheaded by Dr. Tom Peacock, worked over a 14-year period to restore the organ to its original state by obtaining grants, donations, and putting in many hours of volunteer time. Peacock, who is a retired dentist, did not know anything about organ restoration before the project, but through the process became an expert. Peacock describes the process.
It's complex, but it's elegantly simple. And the good part is that you don't need a lot of high-tech test equipment to find out what the problem is. If you got a soldering iron and some glue, and a test meter, you can usually find what the problem is and fix it because all the materials are still available. I had one project. There are 110 little leather and wood bellows that control the presets. And I took that home and I spent $700 and 230 hours restoring that.
Now that it's once again ready for playing, Father Andrew Rogers is preparing for tonight's performance of Phantom of the Opera. Rogers is the main organist for the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor and specializes in live organ accompaniment of silent films.
The silent film The Artist that came out several years ago drew a huge resurgence of interest in silent films in general. That just spurred the interest in how many performances I do. A lot of younger people haven't experienced a live silent film, and so when they come for the first time, they're surprised. But if I do my job right, you forget that I'm playing and you're absorbed in the film. It's creating the mood and sustaining the mood.
Father Rogers is looking forward to returning next year to accompany another movie, possibly one of the silent Alfred Hitchcock films. Bruce Greenhill says that now that the organ has been restored, the theater plays around four silent films a year. In addition, the organ is played for the half hour prior to any other show. This is Moni Shackelford, WXPR News in Ironwood.